Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh my goodness, it's Friday yet?
Is it
Friday?
Kind of feels like Friday.
I'm telling you what, that MLK Monday, it messes stuff up because you're like already, you know, when you come out, for those of you who work a regular job, again, if you work down on the strip and everything, we understand you and I always feel weird about talking about usual, you know, where you get days off.
Yeah.
Stuff, because it's not reality for a big part of our audience. Mm-hmm. But you would think a 4-day week that, you know, coming out of MLK Junior holiday, it would be awesome. And honestly, sometimes it's like, this is the longest 4 days of my life.
Like pulling teeth to get yourself back in the program. You're like, hello.
Yeah. And now on top of it, on our end, and not the only reason I bring it up is because it's relatable, because we all go through this. I went through it with my dad. I went through it with my mom. I went through it with my father-in-law. Then I went through it again with my stepmother. So let you know that we all, it's the one thing about being an adult that they don't prep you for ever. You get to a certain age and, you know, and Mika's hitting that, you know, right around, you know, mm-hmm. mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
You start to lose people. And it's like, what the living, you know, and some people don't take it well at all.
Yeah.
You know, some people, I have a friend of mine who, they just lost her parents in succession. Mm. And, you know, like one right after the other. And she's just like, why is this happening to me? And it's like, you're involved. It's not happening to you necessarily. So give yourself a break on that. And this just in, happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It's the part about being an adult. You go, oh, I can't wait to be an adult. It's awesome. I make my own decisions. I make my own money. I do all this stuff. And this is part of it. And so your mother-in-law, your stepmother, no, not mother-in-law, but stepmother.
Yeah, stepmother.
Has been battling. She battled cancer. She's beaten it. There's after effects, and yesterday was a rough day in your family.
Yeah, it was, you know, listen, my stepmom and I have had a tumultuous relationship. I'm sure like most teenage girls and their new stepmom, there was a couple years where we were not friends. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, anything I could do to annoy this woman.
Why do you do that when I drink coffee? Why? Or why do I drink coffee when you're doing that? I don't know.
Listen, this poor woman deserves all good things because I made sure to test her until I was probably... I don't know, 35. No, I'm not that old, but
tell about 6 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell about yesterday.
When all the trouble started. Yeah.
But she's a wonderful woman. She's been so good to my dad, very good to my niece and nephew. And so she did overcome cancer, but with the treatment, she's been having blood clots and they've just had to keep an eye on her. And so the other night, her chest got really heavy. Everything got kind of tight. They took her to the hospital. And then it kind of got a little unstable from there as they were trying to figure out what was happening. So, of course, my dad lets me know what's going on. I'm in contact with my dad yesterday morning.
During the show. So yeah. let me tell you what a Hercule superhero effort by Michaela yesterday on this show, which is sometimes it can be a release. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's where if you're thinking about other stuff and just kind of letting it fly, it can be therapeutic. But what an incredible effort by you yesterday with everything going on.
You're so sweet. Well, I have a lot of support with you guys, and I appreciate that so much because I feel like as the day was going on yesterday, I'm checking with my dad. Look, he's my dad. And you forget that, like, they're also human. That's his wife. Yeah. That's the love of his life.
Yes.
And so as I'm driving to the hospital, I'm flooded with this feeling of like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, they're getting older. My dad needs me right now. And I have to show up like not his little girl, but as like a pal, like as a friend. Yeah. So he was incredible. He was such a good husband to her. And so we're kind of just waiting around. They didn't really get any information yesterday when the cardiologist did finally come in, which was hours later, which just keeps you on pins and needles. Like, not knowing something with such a scary thing, that's like anxiety in itself. Don't really have any answers. They think it might have been a mini heart attack. So she's still in the hospital. And so we're kind of just taking it hour by hour. She's feeling better today. But it was a very sobering moment yesterday that, like,
sure.
Okay, okay, we're here. My dad needs me right now.
Here we go.
I'm going to be here.
You're very much an adult in this moment. You know what I mean? Now it's serious and it's go time. And yeah. And when the roles reverse a little bit and evolve, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, where you start looking at your parents as people. And then did you also have that? I went through this with not so much with my mom, but very much with my dad. Do you start looking back at all those different moments where you're like, God, I was a jerk. I wouldn't like me very much if I was, you know, but they're your parents. So they kind of got to hang in there.
Yeah. I mean, you get so many feelings. I think at one point I like jokingly was like, well, I better be there for him in ways he wasn't there for me, you know,
oh, and you're just God.
Like all of a sudden spiraling, but it's true. I mean, listen, nothing comes with a handbook. You don't really know what to do. He has a good support system. I have a good support system. And I just, that's my buddy. Like I really saw him as just a man trying to take care of his wife.
Even over the last year, I've watched your relationship with The Rock. I've watched your relationship evolve.
Because you know him.
I've seen it. Yeah. Yeah. We knew each other. Well, we met when you were on American Idol.
Yeah.
And we just kind of liked each other immediately. And he's a fun, quirky, super interesting guy.
Yeah, so there's so a
lot
weird.
There's a lot of layers to him. And it's just, yeah. So, well, much love to you and to your family.
Thank you.
God, much love to everybody in Southern California. Another round of wildfires have kicked up. Much love to everybody who's trying to navigate paradise by Tropicana, where there's a big ass wreck already this morning. So, yeah. So we've got, and here's what's funny. And I realized, boy, am I being a downer right now? No, honestly, no. I think we're resolved and we're all in this together. And honestly, I feel positive about it. So let's make it a great day. Let's make the best out of it. And if you're having a great day, good for you. Keep kicking ass.
It's
almost 6:10 in the morning. You're off to a great start. And thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the morning. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, look at this. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by our friends at the 8th Judicial District Court. Have we not paid that off yet? Are we still? I'm just kidding. No, they really came to us and said, will you help get the word out? Because somebody asked, they said, so what are you in trouble for? And I said, no, it's a joke. I'm joking because it's so weird that we're talking about the about court stuff.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a meaningful
over here?
Yeah, right. Would you like to make a meaningful difference in our community? You can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. And you're like, well, I'm in. Well, good. Well, then visit CasaLasVegas.org.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's go see Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon in the new movie, the new cinematic classic. You're cordially invited. We've got a an advanced screening of that. We would love to give you two tickets to it if you would like to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. We're going to ask you about this. Marcella in Green Valley. It's my birthday week. Yay!
Yay!
She's on my dirty 30. Yay! Woo! She says, okay, maybe not so dirty. But...
What a letdown.
Well, you know, she's like, maybe it's not so dirty. You know,
yeah, okay.
I think she realized what she was saying. We're throwing a thing at my house on Saturday. It's not going to be a rager, but I want it to be a fun night to let loose a little. I told everybody, leave the kids at home. Friend of mine just had a baby who will be exactly 1 month old. On Saturday.
Oh my God.
Despite this clear rule, and I always look for hidden clues in the way that people say things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Despite this clear rule, says Maricela in Green Valley, my friend seems to think it's unfair that she cannot bring her baby.
Now, her what?
Her baby. This old Seinfeld reference. The dingo ate your baby.
Yeah.
I think that's where that came from. I was like, I love it. You questioned it. You challenged it. And I went, why did I say that? Oh, no.
I loved it.
Marcella continues. And this boy, at first I was like, oh, just let him bring the baby. But... if I'm being really honest, I want this party to be about my birthday, not her baby. Because you know what'll happen, right?
Yeah, the baby takes all the attention.
All of it. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. And yes, I have already talked to her about it. Because you know the easy answer is, you just have to talk to her.
Yeah.
So, and this is really... this is it. What do I do? You're going to stand at the door? I ain't bringing that thing in here.
Hire security.
Are you right? What?
Bouncer.
Do you just have to eat it? And just, you know, and realize what you should have done. Here, I'm going to take. Here's the thing. I know this is a tough one. I'm going to take all the good answers. Okay. You could have just. You screwed it up. Shouldn't have had it at your house. Should have had it at a bar. Can't bring baby in a bar.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that would have been good.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a party at your house. You know? So because of that, and here's my real question. I'll flip her question into my question. So here's my question. Do you just gotta eat it now, don't you? Because of your poor planning. Well, not poor planning, but you know, you decided to do it this way. And if you're going to do it this way, don't you just have to eat it?
Hmm.
And the baby shows up and now your 30 becomes all about the baby, the 1 month baby.
Mm-hmm. 30 days and 30 years.
Bingo. 702-364-9898. Let's go. Marcella in Green Valley. It's her birthday. She's throwing a dirty 30 party on Saturday. Her friend wants to bring her baby. It's at the party's at Marcella's house. Her friend wants to bring her baby. Maricela does not want her to bring her baby. And can we all just agree that this is literally, and I don't blame Maricela. This is her 30th birthday party and the party's at her house.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want all the attention to be on the baby, which we all know all the attention's going to be on the baby.
1,000,000%.
Just straight how it rolls. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got James and Abbott from North Las Vegas.
James and Abbott?
I believe his last name is Inabit. James, is that correct?
Oh, I got you.
First and last, okay.
I got you. James?
Hello?
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 Yeah, is anybody there? Hello? James, we're on the air. James, we're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, one more hello, and we got to go, dude. Seriously.
Hello?
This is your big...
Hello? Oh, man, I got bad... It's a bad reception. I'm driving home.
You sound great to us. Are you drunk?
We're good. No, I'm headed home from work.
Because you sound drunk.
I wish.
Right now. Yeah, right now. This is not... Okay, I'll be honest. This is not your...
I got you.
Attaboy.
James sounded drunk.
So now we've got let's go to the scoreboard right now. James with 15 hellos and one curse word. So we're off to a good start. Now, James, let's get to the real story. Maricela in Green Valley is having a party this weekend for her 30th birthday. Her friend wants to bring her baby, doesn't understand why she can't bring her baby because the baby's going to be 1 month old on Saturday. And Maricela doesn't want her to bring the baby. Honestly, does she have an out?
Yeah, she just tells her, hey, you got a husband. Leave the kid with him or don't come.
Hang on.
She says they've had a conversation. We don't know if she has a husband. But there's got to be a bit. Okay, a month? A month old? Are you leaving the kid with somebody you don't know? With a babysitter? I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. Mm-hmm. Do you have kids, James?
Yes, I do. And it takes two to make them.
Understood. Are you sure you're not drunk?
A legend.
Listen, we're not talking about me right now, James. Don't you worry about what I'm doing. Don't you worry about my preparation process. But I'm not driving. Do you leave a kid with somebody else when they're only a month old?
No, with the boyfriend or the daddy of the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's also like the sacrifice you make when you have babies. You just sometimes don't get to go to the party. Honestly, I'd like to interview the baby. I think the baby's acting kind of rude. Like, way to take all the attention. Embarrassing, honestly. First 30 days of life and you're already making people upset.
Not off to a great start.
Not really.
They're kind of rude.
Yeah, no manners. So stay home. No, I think the baby has to stay home. And if the mama can't come, you'll send a card and you guys can catch lunch in a few months when you're not completely overwhelmed with
send
a newborn.
A card.
Send flowers.
Sending a card's hilarious.
Send your regards.
I do. I still send people cards and flowers.
Yeah. That's the other thing. But that's funny. That's the other thing. Why is the girl with the baby clinging to the idea that she's coming? Why doesn't she just say, okay, you're right. I'll stay home.
Yeah.
No big deal. No harm, no foul. No hurt feelings.
Totally. I think the friend is being inconsiderate, actually, the more we talk about it. Because it's like...
Who? Who's being more inconsiderate?
The mother. The mother to the baby.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Friend. Okay. For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, not the 30-year-old. This is her birthday. It's a big deal.
Do you think she secretly... Not... She would never come out and say it. But that she doesn't want to torpedo the party, but she really does. She knows all of their friends are going to be there. FOMO. And what a great opportunity to show off the baby. This is going to be a bad look no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, the answer could also be like, she just wants to get out of the house and have a good time and feels like she has to bring the baby, which is so understandable, but it's just not the right event. And I feel like this is her birthday. Yeah. It's at her house. And if somebody says, please don't do something, no matter what it is, then you don't do it.
Yeah, you kind of got to follow the rules.
My house, my rules.
Also, having a birthday at your house is just weird. Why are you dealing with the cleanup? It's your birthday. Go somewhere so you don't have to clean up after. Anyway.
Well, that was the other thing. You're having the party at your, and I don't want to turn this on Marcella at all, but I picked up the clues, you know, like she's having the party at her house and she has said, despite the clear rule. So, you know, Marcella might be gripping a little too tight. And the mom with the baby might be gripping a little too tight. And I think you've got two alpha females, mm-hmm. you know, that are like the mountain goats, you know, the sheeps in Boulder City. And they're just, and they're butting, the rams are coming together, banging heads.
Yeah.
All right. I would love to continue this, but we really have to go. Have a great time seeing the new Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon movie called, it's right here in front of me and I can't find, oh, called You're Cordially Invited. I'm good. Maybe I am.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
You know the way the world works now. Anytime anything happens, somebody's going to try and make some money off of it. Like there, I guess one guy is cashing in huge with printing up "I survived the Florida blizzard of 2025."
I guess they're just, attaboy.
Way to go, I guess
he's crushing it. So we know that TikTok, that's been, they've kicked that can down the road for 75 days, right?
Yeah.
Legal experts aren't quite sure what that means yet. The prevailing theory, and it makes a lot of sense, is that President Trump's trying to score a deal with the Chinese, you know, that they're trying to make something happen there or whatever, or give them more time to sell, which apparently it doesn't appear that they want to do because they know what they got. No sure. lowballers, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and what might also happen is that they're saying that they may go, okay, TikTok, or what's the name of that? ByteDance? Is that the name of the
company? Yeah, ByteDance is the company.
You can stay, but now you're going to have to pay fines for operating illegal, or, you know, or whatever it is, or, you know, or tariffs or whatever it is. So this company, this ByteDance, could potentially be on the hook for billions. Apple and Google don't want to risk it. So they've taken TikTok. I don't know if you've noticed. TikTok's back on your phone if you already have it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have TikTok and you've gone, hey, what's this all about? Because, you know, you've seen it in the news and you're like, well, half the country's on it. Maybe I should get involved. It's not in the App Store.
Can I tell you that my fiance loves selling things on OfferUp? She likes to sell anything. She just enjoys it. She does very good.
Dangerous game.
And she said to me, I have a phone with TikTok on it. And I'm going to sell this. And I said, what are you talking about, Lisa? It is not until right this moment, live in time, that I understand what she was talking about. No, I'm just listening to you. I'm hearing it for the first time. Okay, go ahead.
How much is she selling her phone for?
I have no idea.
Is she really doing it or is she just talking about it?
Yeah, she's really doing it.
Well, here's the deal. Much like your fiance, you can use TikTok if you already have it. You can't download it. So people are trying to cash in like your fiance. Is she willing to put it up there for $25,000?
Yeah.
One person posted their iPhone 15 Pro. Is that the new one? Is that the newest?
No, we're at 16 now. So
it's close. 15 Pro with TikTok on it. They've posted theirs for $5 million or best offer. No one's buying them. Yeah, they said they'd take $4 million for it. No one's buying them. A bunch are listed for more like $2,000, but nobody's doing it. Because basically, if you're that addicted and you're willing to, you know, like you want it that bad, you probably already have it. None of the listings have any bids at this point. But again, not unlike your fiance, can't hurt to try.
Yeah.
You never know. Would she be willing to go like $100 and see if she could at least get something out of it? You know what I mean? Just to.
Yeah, undercut, I'll keep an eye.
Undercut the market.
Maybe.
Pay off that wedding.
Yes.
That's right. That's what I would do. I'd get that wedding budget finally. Great, good idea, Adrian. I'd get that wedding budget finalized, and I would put that in the description, you know, just to tug on the heartstrings a little bit, and then and then maybe go.
That's a good idea.
Wow. So $75,000. How about that?
Okay. Chip. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden, Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Lottery story. Look out, lottery story.
Here we go.
No, not what you think. It's not what you think, because you know I don't do lottery stories anymore. Mm-hmm. On the good feeling story of the day, but this one's different. A guy pranked his grandma with a fake lottery ticket. That's not very nice, right?
No, it's not. Not for little old granny girl.
When she did scratch it off, she found out that what she had won was a great-grandchild.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
Apparently, she'd been begging him to have a kid for years.
Oh, my God.
Finally happened, or finally is happening, you know.
That's so sweet. Listen, my grandma loved her great-grandchildren. There's something about, like, your grandchildren then having their own kids. Oh, it's the best.
It's a funny thing. I don't have any kids, right? So, therefore, no, you know, there's no potential grandkids or great grandkids. And there was a time in my life that I was like, oh man, that would really be awesome. And then now I'm like, no, not so much.
Yeah. I like being over just, it.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll see what happens when my quote unquote nieces and nephews, you know, my godchildren, when they start having kids.
But
right now I feel okay about it. There's a 55-year-old guy in England named Andy Emmett who just donated a kidney to save an 11-year-old girl that he didn't even know.
Amazing.
He did it 3 years after his daughter, Sarah. Oh, I should have warned you guys to get Kleenex out. Okay, so Andy donated his kidney 3 years after his daughter, Sarah, lost her own battle with kidney disease when she was 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
Now, somebody had given Sarah a kidney back then while doctors were trying to save her. And even though she didn't make it, Andy felt like he needed to pay it forward. The quote, I donated a kidney because a kind stranger donated one to my daughter. And there you go. We're not crying. You're crying. And it's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Menden and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I can always tell when we're having fun because we're horribly behind right now. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is coming up in just a minute. Zach Garcia from Aliante has quickly and efficiently whipped through three wins in a row. Here's what's great about that, because Zach has won, like Zach's already won Daniel Tosh tickets. Zach's already won DL Hughley tickets. This is accurate, right, Adrian?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I think he got Tyler Henry, too.
I think it was last. Oh, yeah, from last week.
Uh-huh. Killing it.
So wait, so Tuesday. So what's left that he hasn't won? Can you research that real quick?
From what is being appearing, we'll talk about it behind the scenes.
This is what I'm saying, pretty much everything. That's what I thought. Well, and so the reason for that, if you beat Zach, you're going to have choices. I'm just saying, not only will you be the new champion, but you'll have choices on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in just a minute. Last night, so they had a big private event at Fontainebleau, a very fancy, you know, upscale, private party. I love, of all the events that come to town, I love World of Concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, we have a history with World of Concrete. It always seemed your predecessors, Michaela, always seemed to get auditioned during World of Concrete. And generally, there was some sort of story that would go along. And this started way back in the day. There was always some story about them being propositioned while they were at 3:30 in the morning, waiting in the lobby of their hotel for me to come and pick them up. And World of, so you're at Nowhere Lounge last night at Fontainebleau.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're wearing the sparkly gown.
Yep, always.
Were there any equally as sparkly satin jackets with, like, you know, Bill's Concrete, Elkhart, Indiana on the back? Any of those?
None of those.
Okay, well, that's disappointing.
I know.
When I hear that they did a World of Concrete private event at Fontainebleau, my immediate question is, how did that go?
Okay, I've done this event for a couple of years now. Always so nice, so cool, so easy. But there does happen to be one thing. Last night, we set the tone. They all walk in. They're coming from dinner. This happened a few nights ago as well. I'm singing my little tunes. And as the night's progressing, I'm like, what is that smell? We continue going on with the night. We're having a good time. Now people are loosening up. They're dancing, which is what we want. We want them to loosen up and have fun.
By the way, everybody's in their car going, I know what the smell is. I know what it is. We'll continue.
You do know what the smell is. When you get comfortable enough, sometimes you crop dust people. And I...
Oh, that wasn't the smell I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
That they were having
illegal here in Vegas.
Is it illegal?
No, what? I'm saying things are legal here in Vegas. Oh, things to answer are your legal.
Yes. Yes. That they were, you know, enjoying themselves. Even though you can't smoke inside, perhaps you go outside and it follows you back in.
Oh, no, none of that. They're classy. But they did.
Are they? Not according to the story that you're telling.
That's sarcasm. I'm singing my songs. And as they're walking past me, I really start to breathe it in. Now, as a singer, I've talked about this. This happens more often than not. I have to take a big, deep breath to hit the notes, right? Like, I can't be up there not breathing. But the scent is increasingly getting worse. And the songs are getting higher and more energetic. And I have to keep breathing to keep my moves going. But I literally cannot breathe. My eyes are watering. I'm like, what is happening? It was a wonderful evening. And I really loved everybody there. I then, at the very end, we're almost done. And this guy yells out, do Freebird.
I knew it.
If you know me and Chet has said for a year now,
sure.
Do they yell out Freebird? I said, no, I haven't gotten that yet. The man yells, do Freebird. I looked at my bass player and I said, you always say that. And he goes, no, I don't. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Because it's Chet, not you. The boys played Freebird. It was great. It was cool.
No, you launched into Freebird?
Oh yeah. Listen, if they want
you've
it, we got
waiting
it.
Waiting this whole time. And it's like, let's go.
Let's go. Not being able to breathe, but doing my best to Freebird. So it was a very eventful night. I really enjoyed myself.
So, and then is there a you know, because that's got like a fairly lengthy guitar solo. On the piano or the saxophone?
Listen, it was literally like a Kenny G solo to Freebird because I don't have a guitar player. So literally my jazz sax player who doesn't know it was like... And I was like, this is our very own arrangement of Freebird. Yeah, it was, that was an interesting arrangement.
And you're up there and so did, and then did you, you know, like glam it up? Did you sex it up? If I stay here to, I don't know the words to Freebird, tomorrow. Oh, if I leave here tomorrow, that's what it is. Yeah. Would you still remember? Actually, you could make that pretty hot. That could be pretty cool.
I didn't do it like that. And now I'm listening to you doing it. And I'm like, wait, this could be totally a Jessica Rabbit moment.
You're welcome.
That sounded good, Trent.
You're welcome. Just here to contribute however I can. The other thought that's in my mind is World of Concrete. It's like any other industry. It's got its stars. It's got people that other people think are overrated. You know what I mean? Or other people that have been really successful, but you're not quite sure how they got there.
Right.
You see McCraw. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I didn't know that dude was here. And he thinks he's everything and nobody knows who that dude is.
By the time they get to me, honestly, they're usually, and this has been all of the years, they're already loose, like they're ready to have fun. So I really get to see them in this element of like dancing, working. A lot of times they play the speaking of guitar, the air guitar. They show me that they can do that. It's riveting, honestly.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. All right, we have to go. Adrian's falling asleep with this story. Let's go to Michaela's hometown throwdown, 702-364-9898. I got to be honest, I have no idea what prize that we will give Zach Garcia from Aliante if he does, in fact, get win number 4 today, because I'm not sure. I think he's run through all the prizes.
Mm-hmm.
However, what that means for you is if you can defeat him, become our new champion, I think there's going to be options for you. There's all kind of, I know we've got D.L. Hughley tickets. I know we've got Daniel Tosh tickets. I know we've got Chad Buchanan Show shirts. So, yeah, it's good for you, right? It is a good time, mm-hmm. a really good time to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. 702-364-9898. Hit us up right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is actually brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Yeah.
But then Adrian's, after he just fell asleep during our last story.
That's not true.
Yeah, wake up,
like
babe.
It really looked like it did. And I was like, oh, it must have been a rough night. We didn't ask Adrian how his life's going. We were focused on Michaela and everything. So then I got worried. He goes, no, dude, I was looking at something on my phone and I was listening to the story and it's cool. Then everything's fine. And it's kind of quiet for a minute. And then he goes, today's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by love. And it was like, what do you, what? So what?
And what? Redemption. So Zach Garcia is taking on Trey Green, representing West Las Vegas, but also he's representing his wife.
Wait, who's to Zach Garcia?
To Zach Garcia.
Are you asleep? I told you earlier I might be drunk.
So taking on Zach Garcia is Trey Green, who's representing West Las Vegas, but he's also representing his wife, who lost against Zach on Tuesday, Rachel Turner. And he tried to play yesterday, God. And he was very upset. And he's like, I'm going to get his ass. So, Trey, your opportunity is now.
Yes!
Awesome!
Amazing!
How do you feel about that, Zach?
Unfazed.
I'm obsessed with Zach.
I'll tell you right now, I love you. I'm just saying it right now.
Same.
I'm quietly unfazed.
He even gave it That's a beat right. to make All us right, wonder. Then. He was like, unfazed.
Well, then you both know how it goes. Buzz in with your name. First 1 to 3 wins. Yeah, your quizmaster is the one and only. You should hear her do Freebird. In the sparkly gown. God, I'll bet they just loved you. How many guys were like, hey, you ever been to Tennessee? You know what I mean? Like, you want to move there? How many offers to just take you away and make you their own did you get
I'm going to be honest with you. You hyped me up so much. I didn't get any. So much that I didn't get any that I'm almost offended now. Why no, didn't they?
They were intimidated. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. They went, oh, no. She, you know what it is? It's because the World of Concrete guys, they're going to see you in that sparkly gown and go, yeah, she, uh-uh. She ain't going to want nothing to do with me. She ain't going to want nothing to do with me. All right. Michaela Gordon, question number one.
This pop star unfollowed his famous wife, but is blaming it on being hacked. Oh, baby. What's his name?
Zach. Justin Bieber.
I knew you'd get that one. I'm surprised what took you so long. Champion up one zip.
This pop legend will reveal her new album title and release in 4 days. Remakes of her hits like Just Dance might even be on the album. What's her name?
Is it Lady Gaga?
Yeah, it should be Lady Gaga. if it's not, somebody else is poaching a little bit. We are tied at one.
This pop singer wants his next song to be a strip club anthem, which would follow his hits like Uptown Funk and Treasure. What's his name?
Trey got in first.
Is it Bruno Mars?
Looking for redemption. Trey, up 2-1.
This pop singer says her favorite kind of night is playing Fortnite and eating an edible while writing songs like Good Luck, Babe.
Better get it.
What's her name?
Zach for the tie.
Chapel Roan.
Yeah, Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan's right in Zach's wheelhouse. Tied at 2.
Die with a Smile is on the top 100 list again this week. What are the names of the two singers?
Better get it. 2-1. That's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, which is, I should get that because, you know. All right, Zach's got 2. Trey's got 2. I've got 1.
Okay. Season 3 of this show hasn't even aired yet, but HBO has already picked it up. It's a story based in a resort that stars the incredible Jennifer Coolidge. What's the name of this show?
Oh, I don't have it. I don't have it. 2-1. No, I don't have it. What's the answer?
It's White Lotus. I thought Zach would get it.
Yeah, I don't
remember.
There's only so many shows. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, you can't watch them all. Zach 2, Trey 2, me 1.
This singer, known for songs like Thinking Out Loud and Shape of You, wants to let everyone know.
Trey
for the win.
I got the W. Damn, I should have listened to the question. Maroon 5, you said.
Perhaps. Oh, no. Look at him, man. He was flexing on the way to the end zone, and he fumbled at the goal line. Zach, would you like to steal?
I would it happen to be Ed Sheeran?
It would happen to be Ed Sheeran.
How did that happen?
I'm going to call this right now. That was the greatest Michaela's hometown throwdown ever. Wow. Oh, Trey, he was right there. You had like that dude for the Ravens.
Oh my God. You had it.
Oh. Oh, man.
That was wild.
Wow. Just wow. All right, Trey, have a great day. Don't mention this to your wife. I wouldn't speak to her about what just happened. We'll keep it between us.
I'm sorry, babe.
So, Zach, do you already you have Daniel Tosh tickets, right?
Yes.
You have DL Hughley tickets, yes?
He just dropped off the line. Technical difficulties.
Oh no. Okay, so he did win everything.
So he's won the respect and the honor of being a 4-time champion. And tomorrow he plays for a belt.
Well, get him Champion Canada Show shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, we still have those. Yeah. Get him Chet Buchanan Show shirts, which is kind of what I thought might happen. Yes. And as Adrian just mentioned, Zach Garcia of Aliante, the unfazed, and had to come through some adversity to remain champion. Zach Garcia of Aliante goes for win number 5 and a championship belt tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, why were you just pointing to the trash can?
For no reason. I'm not talking about that on there. No, I don't feel well. Remember
oh
the
no
journal.
Oh no, still
really,
yeah, but thank goodness for the show's keeping me on track, so
do good. You need to go?
No,
okay,
no, no,
so
no.
Okay, so earlier did you really almost fall asleep?
I was thinking you're painting the picture.
Wait, anyway. Just so you told secret stuff in the chat. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, got it. Poor baby. Oh, I see it now.
Wrong
okay
with you. no F you.
They're flipping each other off and it's amazing to see. Just they're two guys just literally throwing them.
Just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes. Yeah.
Just boys being dudes.
Stupid. You guys are ridiculous.
Why don't you like the Akon song? This is my favorite thing. Adrian will be very outspoken on a lot of different things, but when he thinks he's telling a secret, and then
I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to rock the boat.
No, you don't have to like everything. Which one don't I like?
Hang on, what don't I like? 2003. You know what I'm saying? Convict music can stay in 2003. We can.
For the record, I love that song. No, I love that song, and I think it's cool that he's back.
You would never listen to that song by yourself in the car by yourself.
I do. Believe it or not, I do.
Only because you listen to the radio station and you might keep it on if it's on in the radio station. You're not going on whatever app to listen to music and going, let me type.
Yes, he is. Don't you remember when that new Eminem song came out and he listened to it on repeat a million times? It's his airplane song.
You're talking about this song.
About the Akon. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Yeah, no, but I would. I like that song.
Listen to one song on repeat.
Trying to find one that I don't like right now. There's and it happens. You don't have to like all of them.
Taylor Swift. Anyway,
I'm good. Honestly, I have a wide musical range. I'm already up to the songs that are playing at 9:30. I'm looking through. You know what? I'm on the fence with Pink Pony Club. And I know a lot of people love that song and a lot of girls really love that song. I'm on the fence with Pink Pony Club and I'm not sure why.
Okay.
So there. See, so we're even. You don't have to like all of them.
No.
So that story you told about not feeling well about your wisdom teeth, it was all BS.
Yeah.
We felt bad for you. We felt bad for you, sir.
Did you even get your wisdom teeth pulled? Or is that a lie, too?
I'm a...
She gave him the old relationship rehab. What else are you lying about?
You're lying about that. What else are you lying
oh
about?
Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. I really do. I just really do. Thank you for coming into my life.
Love
and
you.
And just, man... All right, we got to do, I'm not sure why now, because I just like to leave this right here and just call it good. We got to do a 177, God, I love you guys. We got to do a 177 second survey because we have DL Hughley tickets and we don't know what to do with them. So Daniel Tosh tickets. Why do I keep doing that? I don't know what, am I drunk? Why does it taste like
one's
pennies?
On drugs, one might be drunk. I was in the hospital yesterday. Like, what is wrong with us?
It's the best shows. Those are the best ones. Maybe I need to move this over a little closer. I just moved it.
I
move this over here and closer to me. Normal people, crazy lives. Says so right here. Daniel Tosh tickets. Yeah, right there. Right next to where it says 177 second survey. So let's do that.
Sure.
I have an idea. Let's do that. Let's do what it says on the thing. 702-364-9898. Three questions, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes, and we'll try to hold it together and be professional while you're on the air with us. Caller number 25, chances are slim, but we'll try. be caller number 25 right now, would you please?
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey? Are you going to lie about that too, Adrian?
We got a Darcy Splinter who lives in Henderson by a Walmart on Eastern, is what she said.
Oh, the Eastern and Serene? Is that you?
Yeah.
Silverado Ranch. Yeah.
Yep.
Silverado Ranch. Can I tell you a funny story? When I first moved here, everybody was like, because that's an EOS Fitness. Or is that an EOS? They're at Eastern. Anyway, there used to be a gym over there. And that was, everybody said, you got to go to that gym because that's where all the strippers go. And it was true.
Ooh, okay.
And it was true. Okay. When I first moved here as a young man, long ago. And then I went, well, I'm not going for that. What? I mean, I would, but
it'll motivate you. Work harder.
It was a long way. Yeah, it was a long way. It was on the other side of town. So I was like, yeah, no. But that's every time anybody says Eastern and Serene, that's what I always think of.
What do you think?
So dumb. It's so dumb. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi. Darcy.
There was a big thing that everybody was talking about the last couple of days, and it finally now has made it to the show. One in three people say that they feel completely comfortable passing gas in front of their significant other. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
How about...
My husband does it 20 times a day.
Well, but that's boy. Yeah, and that's boys. I knew that my wife and I would be together forever when it became, you know, when we became 5 years old. And just every once in a while, once a year, it'll be comedic. I'll do it more often than she will. She'll be like once every 2 years and just fire one out and I will cry laughing.
Yeah.
Are you guys able to go to the bathroom in front of each other?
I will not go to the bathroom in front of him. I try to be a lady and keep that to myself.
I'll do it. I don't like it. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll do it, but I don't. It's not my favorite. Nope. It's not. Yeah. Michaela?
Yeah, no, like I would do it, but like I don't want to. I wouldn't want to in front of it. Like I do everything in front of Lisa, but I'd rather her like get out of the bathroom. And same for me too. Like there's no need. Just get out.
On my end of it too, it's mostly for her benefit. She doesn't need to see that.
Yeah, but, I know.
Smell that. Yeah.
I would prefer that she just had an image of me that may or may not exist. You know?
Right. We know you do it, but we need to see it for ourselves. I'm just going to trust that you do and all goes well.
Oh, Adrian, you're a door shutter, aren't you?
No, I mean, I close the door, but actually it gets used as a weapon against me when it's known that I'm doing number two. That's when she'll come in to have an argument because she knows I can't go anywhere because I'm doing something and it's the worst.
Yes.
Wait, did we just use the whole time?
Oh my God.
With that? Well, fine. I guess our work is done here.
Great.
Because I really wanted to talk about if beds were overrated, but we'll have to save that for another time. Enjoy your Daniel Tosh tickets, Darcy.
What does that mean? Thank you.
All right. We're already done. Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. This might be the most. We had the greatest. I don't know why today is such a special show, but it appears to be. Earlier was maybe the greatest Michaela's Hometown Throwdown that we've ever had.
Truly.
I'm getting the W, said Trey, and then fumbled the ball at the goal line. By the way, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say his name associated with that anymore because I don't want to embarrass him anymore. I feel bad for Trey. I really do feel bad for Trey, but God, that's never happened before.
Yeah, and his wife is going to punish him enough since he did call on her behalf to impress her and then totally
fumbled. Now, you damn right we're putting it in the promo, but we're not going to say his name. You damn right. We're going to replay that all day long. But yeah, we're not going to say his name with it.
No.
Yeah, this may be the most explosive, potentially the most explosive relationship rehab that we've had in quite some time. because we were just talking about pooping, Adrian.
No, I'm just ready. I'm ready for this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll do that and DL Hughley tickets for you, which I've been trying to give away all morning long when we were supposed to be doing other stuff. Finally, you got your shot, Adam.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Jeff Buchanan Show is brought to you by the 8th Judicial District Court. You want to make a meaningful difference in our community? You can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. How, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'll tell you, all you have to do is visit CasaLasVegas.org.
An awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up.
Wake up.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
So, sweet shelves you were putting together there, Michaela Gordon. Saw the video on Instagram.
Don't act like you weren't impressed.
I actually was impressed.
No, listen, I wanted to create like a little room where I could put my gowns and stuff. So I got all these shelves, a vanity area just to organize. I did one shelf that was pretty easy to do. Then I pulled out the vanity that came in multiple boxes and was like, absolutely not. I have no idea what to do. It has like the light, it's like electrical. Also, you have to get the lights, the bulbs, the whole thing. Oh. So I've given up.
No, you know who's really great at that?
Who?
Do you want my wife to come over to your house?
Stop.
She's the best. She's the best at putting that stuff together.
No way.
Yeah. Freakishly good at it.
Wait, like it's, I love you, Amy. Yeah, I do, because it was like, I like to think I'm pretty self-sufficient, and then with Lisa, I think I am too, but this was beyond my knowledge. Like, it's too much.
It's a serious test of my masculinity, you know, and normal gender roles.
Yeah.
Listen, before you start screaming at me, I'm Gen X, so, you know, this is how I grew up. But
that's funny, Jeff.
But I'm here to tell you, my wife is better at it than I am.
And first of all, I love you that you even said that. And well, we're like,
but sometimes also, you just gotta admit when you're beat.
Yeah.
You gotta lie about it.
How is she so good at that stuff? Did she learn when she was younger? It's just like a brain thing. She just knows how to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, she redid I'll never forget this. I was incredibly impressed when we first got together. She had a little bachelorette house over behind Black Mountain, mm-hmm. halfway to like Boulder City. And she redid the powder room herself. Like did all of it. And it was and I was like, what am I getting myself into here? She's really good at it.
Listen, I always think that Amy looks like the woman from Yellowstone. I really believe that with all my heart. And so
in a good way.
Not
the one after she's taken a beating. Yeah.
No. But then she's also like an incredible chef, so that's hot. But then also she can build things. Like, Amy's the all-around woman. Gorgeous, brilliant.
Why do you think I begged her to marry me?
Good for you, Chet.
She didn't want to, but I put her in a situation where her dad owed me money, and so we worked something out. And it was,
she's Yellowstone, you're Sopranos. It works out perfect.
That's great. All right. Are you ready for this relationship rehab? Because here's what's funny. It's only 8:11 right now. I don't know that we're going to have time to get all the way through this.
Okay.
I'm beside myself. Casey in Mountain's Edge, by the way. I'm beside myself, and I don't know what to do. I'm 29, single, never really had a boyfriend. I just don't have luck with men. I'm not conventionally attractive, she says. I'm shy, and I'm in accounting. So it's not like I'm a fountain of conversation socially, which, by the way, I love
funny.
Her. I love her already. Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. Really? But okay. I'm an only child. My mother is desperate to become a grandmother.
Mm.
A month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice, he's smart, he's funny. Kind of like, wow, where did this guy come from? Where did he come from?
Mm-hmm.
We've been out several times. Always have a great time. And we've gotten physical. So what's the problem, right?
Yeah, great.
Like, what's the problem, right?
What's period?
My mom's been paying him to date me.
Oh my God. 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 What's the difference between that and prostitution? Oh my God.
Like, you can't make this up, says Casey. We went to dinner on Sunday night. Oh, she and her mom went to dinner on Sunday night. She went to the bathroom. Her phone buzzed and I saw his name.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what's he doing texting my mom? I had enough time to look at their texts to realize that she'd paid him for taking me out and she had paid for the dinners and movies that we went to. He was asking her, the purpose of the text, he was asking her to Venmo him $100 for our latest date.
God, oh my God, oh my God.
She came back and I told her what I had just seen on her phone. She said, Casey, it's for your own good. You need to learn to date or you'll be alone forever.
Yeah, but is hiring a male gigolo the way to go, Mom? Like, what?
I left and I hadn't... Here's the part that I wanted to know. I wonder if Mom knows that they sealed the deal.
Yeah, she probably paid extra for that, too.
Well, that's a bonus.
What's the going rate on that?
That's labor. Gotta,
that's like funny. You gotta pay a guy?
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Usually a guy is like, I'll throw that in for free.
I'll pay you.
Right. But I got up. I left. I haven't spoken to her since. Mm. She's called and texted. I won't respond. I'm not sure if she told him, but I haven't heard from him since. This is very interesting. I don't have any idea what to do. I liked this guy. Maybe he liked me a little. Maybe my mom is right. Maybe I'm the problem. So the story is amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've never had anything like this.
Nothing.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Because there's not really a question. Well, what do you do? Okay.
I feel like I'm pretty clear on my answer.
Really? You have a thought?
Immediately.
I mean, I do too, but I kind of feel... Here's what I think. I'm pretty good at this. I can come up with an opinion.
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's enough. So this is where you come in. Let's round table this a little bit.
Okay.
702-364-9898. Sure, we've got DL Hughley tickets for caller number 25. Anybody else who wants a piece of this, we're listening.
God.
Yeah, there's just a lot to unpack. So, yeah, this relationship rehab blows my mind. 702-364-9898. Call us or text us right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Casey, not sure what to do. 29, single, never really had a boyfriend. She, as she describes it, I don't have luck with men. I'm not conventionally attractive. I'm shy and I'm in accounting. So it's not like I'm a fountain of conversation socially. She meets this guy. Her mom sets her up with this guy at her work, about the same age, and you know, checks a lot of boxes. They go out a few times, got physical. Casey finds out mom's been paying him.
Oof.
Rebecca, and by the way, I got three different texts that are all a version of I spit coffee all over my car with my mom's been paying him to date me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. including Jay Stu, who has coffee all over the inside of his windshield now. And it's dripping down. It's dripping down towards the vents. You know, and brutal. Sorry, bro.
But dude. Summer's going to be brutal.
So, Karina, where do we start?
I think it's unforgivable. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I think, like, that's not even a no-no. That's like a no-no. Like, no. Yeah. I would not be able to forgive her.
Yeah. I think
that the most traumatic part, especially because she's a woman, is the fact that they sealed the deal.
Yeah. Yes. Traumatic is the perfect word. Aside from being funny, she already sounds like she doesn't have a lot of confidence in the initial of the letter saying she's not conventionally pretty, So I'm sure she deals with a little bit of shame anyway. And then to know that your mother paid for somebody for you to date, like even when she says, does he like me? Maybe a little bit. Like, it's so sad. She's probably so embarrassed now. And I agree. It's not right.
Like, every single time when you guys were telling the story, it was so funny because you, Michaela, it was like every time you made, you know, said something like, ooh, like, you know, oh God, this gets worse.
Yeah.
I was doing the same thing at the same time. I literally was standing there with my hand over my mouth, like, pardon me, but you got to be bleeping me, you know?
Because when you put yourself in that position, 29 was a tough age for me. Like, you're still kind of youngish and you as a woman and a man, but as a woman, you have these insecurities, and to know that, like, you literally paid somebody to sleep with me. I don't know how your confidence heals for it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Like years of therapy.
Yeah. And if you ever do. Well, this is interesting. Okay. Karina, have fun at DL Hughley.
Have fun.
Thank you.
There's a ton of people who want a piece. There's a ton of people who want a piece of this. So hang on one second. And then, we'll go to Sean. Yeah, let's go to Sean next. So Sean, okay. You need to have a conversation with mom, but I'm here to say that if she leads with anything other than I'm sorry, I should have never done that and I'll never do it again, don't you just hang up the phone and, you know, wait until she tries again? Cause that's yuck.
Yes. You have to ultimately forgive, but the apology has to be put out there. I mean, I've burned the bridges, we all have, and always looked back, wished that we had a fire extinguisher in our hand, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But the apology has to be out there, but it has to be ultimately accepted. It has to. That's your mom. It's not like Bob from Indiana that I don't even know or care about anymore, or Steve, people that I'm just making up in my head. There's 8 billion people on Earth. But that's one and two, your parents. There's only two of them. There's just them.
Do we really believe that she meant well?
Yeah. I see an angle. Yeah.
I see it.
People are as lonely as ever in today's day and age. I'm just going to leave it at that, just simply. And if this woman doesn't have friends that's helping her to make a dating profile and the mom feels hopeless and is trying to help, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I see an angle.
Hey, and Sean,
I want to make a way for her mom to live in those shoes, making a mistake. Maybe. You know, who knows? Who knows Maybe. The mom's past?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to leave a little meat on this bone for Tracy. And Michaela, I want to get you back in. Sean, anything else?
Have a good day. Stay safe.
You're a good man.
Thanks,
Thank
dude.
You, sir.
You're the best.
Thank you, sir. You're the best. Yeah. Hey, Trace. I didn't want to do all of it and not leave anything left for you. You were also on team answer mom's call.
Yes. Just because I think everybody's forgetting mom loves her daughter and wants the best intentions, wanted to help. I don't think she came from a bad place. It was not a good thought plan. She loves her daughter and wanted to build her confidence up, but she has to understand love is a free will situation. You can't make someone love you and be into you. And especially, you know, if someone pays, you know, that's not love. And okay. So I think her heart was in the right place, but, you know, she's got to just do trial and error and probably get her heart broken like everybody else in life. But, you know, I think she deserves to at least reach out to mom, and I'm sure mom feels terrible, and mom will never do that again, hopefully.
Hold up. Something just struck me. I just happened to look back down at the email, and a line jumped off the page. My mom is desperate to become a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
They were intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she wasn't just paying him to date her? Do you think she was paying for a grandchild? And that there might have been a cash bonus involved were he to complete the act, as it were.
I personally think it changes the intention. Like, everyone's like, the mom just wants the best for her. Or does the mom just selfishly want a grandchild?
Yes. I mean, that's a new avenue that I hadn't thought of.
With that, with that tidbit, that's kind of sabotaging. I mean, come on. I mean, love, oh my word.
And she's an only child. So if the grandmother's desperate for a grandchild and it's only coming from the daughter and she paid this guy to be with the daughter, I feel like other toxic behaviors have played a part. Like, if you're cool to do this, I can imagine she's never done anything else like this in 29 years. And where I do believe that your parents are your parents and you always should love and honor and respect them, I also don't believe that you like have to forgive them and keep them in your life all of the time. Like, I they should have the conversation, but like, it's not for the well-being of the daughter.
I thought
this is what I'm saying.
Build up her daughter's confidence, you know, and help, you know, get her out there. But this sounds like a more thought out, calculated situation.
Two birds, one stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. But good Lord, that's, I'm literally, I'm speechless, and that never happens. This is, if that's the case, then that's scary.
That's super
scary.
And then if you put it back on the daughter, that's such a betrayal to this 29-year-old woman navigating, dating, trust, intimacy. It's layered. I think the mom is shady.
Yeah, and the gentleman too, because if he's just asking for a Venmo payment, if he was into her and stuff, he would have just, you know, like, start, you know, the start of a love story is crazy, but, you know, he could have been into her, but if he only wanted his money, it doesn't sound.
I'll tell you what, that opened up a whole new thing for me. Now I'm looking at this again. A month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice, he's smart, he's funny. And she looked at him and went, that's perfect childbearing. You know, he checks all the boxes. And then maybe, you know, has a conversation. Hey, what do you think? Well, I have a way you can make some extra money. I really want a grandchild.
You set them up for a meeting or a dinner or, you know, like a meeting. And if it clicks, you don't, you know, manipulate and pay and exploit someone and sabotaging your daughter's. No,
you're not wrong. I'm just opening up another interesting way that this could have come about. We know that at some point she said, I will pay you or I will pay for you to take out my daughter. Or I, you know, and that kind of thing, however the conversation became, I'm just wondering if she wasn't just paying for dates, if she was paying for a baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
And even if the mother was, let's just say in good faith, the mother's intentions really meant well. We got the perspective of her being like, look, I just want my daughter to be happy and have a grandbaby, da-da-da. well-intentioned or not, wrong is wrong. It's wrong. Yeah. Like, it's toxic. Wrong. It's not
We all agree it's wrong. We all agree it's wrong, right?
But then, absolutely wrong. But to further that, do you have to take the call? Do you have to have the conversation and forgive her? I don't know if you do.
Yeah.
Maybe just to try to clear things up, because again, it's your mother. It's not some girlfriend or some, you know, your mom is your family forever, but you need to kind of get some new parameters, you know. But you know, is there more to the story? Was mama toxic from the beginning, or was this just good intentions gone awry?
With other context, we were talking earlier in the show about also how at some point when you're an adult, you start to see your parents as people. And you know what? Sometimes they're just bad people in your life. And you don't, just because they're your mom, that doesn't mean they get to be bad people. Period. You know? So
not everybody is the Carol Brady Bunch mom, you know?
Totally.
We all
have hope, but it's not always such, you know.
Tracy, thank you so much. We got to run. Thank you so much. Adrian's been trying to get in with a final thought.
Sadly, I'm just saying, on the text line, a lot of people are pouring in, even on Facebook and Instagram, saying that this is actually more common than you would think about parents just trying to make this happen so that they can have grandkids. Happens, especially in different cultures.
Yeah,
that's true. But again, I go back to, if it's, even if it happens a lot, it doesn't make it right.
Well, like, okay, so was I overhyping? One of the most explosive that we have ever had. Sadly, we must go. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We'll be right back.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Y'all adjusted there? You good?
Damn straight. Let's get it. Let's get it, baby. Love it.
We said this during the break, but one thing I really appreciate about us is, once that weirdness lid is just a tiny bit lifted, we just fall in deep, baby.
It's a battle. It's like, it's just elbows and shoving, trying to get through that door. Everybody's like, okay, everybody in the pool. The weirdness, once the weirdness starts. I love shows like this.
I do too.
Follow up to what happened a second ago, and I apologize because I'm making my way through this email. My girlfriend asked her boyfriend to invite all of his single friends out to the same bar. A minute ago, Casey's mom set her up with this dude to date. Casey's not good at dating. She says, I'm not conventionally attractive. I'm not very interesting. I'm an accountant, you know, whatever. She has trouble dating. And her mom set her up with this guy. Turns out she was paying this guy. And we're not quite sure if maybe she would. Mom wants to be a grandma really bad. And so we're not even sure. And by we, I mean me. I'm not sure if anybody else is on the bus with me, but I was like, is mom paying for a baby? Because they, so my girlfriend asked her boyfriend to invite all of his single friends out to the same bar on the same night. She wanted him to get all of his bros together. She had a plan. I've been dateless for several months. My friend was hoping to jumpstart something by bringing me to the bar where there was a group of guys she knew. It was like a private bro show. I've never been so embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Is that? So she's like, this is like that. And I think she was in a hurry. Is that bad?
I feel like from what I've heard from single people, including my own girlfriends, they have said, like, look, girl, I'm not a spectacle. I don't need you to set me up and put me in situation. I'm very capable. If I'm single, I'm single. I can find somebody. And then I'm like, you got it. My natural instinct is to set them up with literally anybody. But I have heard they're not so into that.
Adrian, are you about to say what you were saying a second ago?
No, I simply have a question, because I have a friend from college, one of my good friends, And this is kind of the similar situation. He's the nicest guy I know. He's probably going to be my best man at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He has not gone a certain level with a female. And at this point, he's in his early 30s. Mm-hmm. And we've brought it up within our friends that, like, yo, at this point, he has no, and it's not for lack of trying, because it doesn't seem like he is trying. Mm-hmm. So, Michaela, am I bad for, like, discussing, like, well, we need to get this done by any means, and there's certain means that can happen. And,
but if you get 10, well, that, no, okay, that's different.
That's a little different.
That's different.
But still,
what I thought you were going to say was what you said a moment ago. So dating's hard. Dating's real, for whatever reason, it's become really hard. I think, honestly, I think it's been tough since people don't drink like they used to, so they don't go to bars.
Oh, true.
They also took dance floors out of bars because people don't know how to behave, and inevitably there would be a fight, and now people shoot each other and whatnot. So that's, you know, so a lot of that has been taken out of the mix where people can get together. Now, if she realizes that, hey, and who knows what conversations were had, but in her head, she's got to be going, they arranged this for me. Hey, guys, why didn't y'all show up? Maybe you've got a shot with Marcy. You know what I mean?
But then it's so awkward. Then you're like, oh, look, you should talk to that guy. And then the whole party leaves and it's just the two of you being forced to, like, communicate. I feel like with anything, you should talk to your friend and be like, do you want to go out tonight or do you want me to set you up tonight? And let them be like,
a bro show.
A, B.
First of all, I love bro show. I can't love say it enough. Bro show, bro show, bro show. I love that. Second of all, it's tough. It's just tough. Adrian, you're right. It's tough. And I'm glad, and I'm sure.
And I want to say it again. We are lonely as ever. Like, you can be as lonely as ever, just stuck on the internet, on your phone, at home, comfortable, and it's never been like that before.
Well, and think about how many people you run into, and especially, again, if you're of a certain age, I think, also, that you look at people and go, good Lord, why are you so awkward and weird? I mean, you know, there was a guy, he was perfectly nice yesterday at Target, but it was like, you were the most awkward. How are you in customer service? Seriously, the guy was scared to death to talk to me. And he was doing this weird, like, dodging around me. I had a cart and I had, you know, and it was, and there was a, I bought like a cabinet thing, a shelf thing. So the box was sticking out of the side and he was doing like a limbo deal around it. Like he was on, like he was dancing with it. And then he ran away in the Target.
What do you mean?
No, just kind of like that half jog, like out of nowhere. And why are you running? And you know, and funky hairdo and everything, because he wants to express himself, but he sure as hell isn't going to do it verbally. You know what I mean? And it was, and I was just like, hey, because I wanted some cold medicine. So I had to, they got to unlock it. And the guy, I hit that thing and the guy comes over and I'm like, may I have two of those, whatever. And he looked at me and didn't say anything. And I went, okay, are you a robot? I think I saw you at CES. Sadly, once again, we have to go because we've been running late all day. And why stop now? Chad Buchanan Show is brought to you by our good friends at the 8th Judicial District Court. If you would like to make a meaningful difference in our community, you can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. If you're interested, you want to find out more, visit CasaLasVegas.org.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, we missed this because we weren't here on Monday. We missed Blue Monday. Supposedly Monday was the most depressing day of the year, not because of your politics or any of the other BS. It was literally just, they called it Blue Monday second, third Monday of January.
Yeah.
In response, a positivity campaign was launched in the Netherlands. Now, I usually don't these challenges. It's too much.
Yeah, you think they're lame.
It's too much. They're doing the Blue Monday challenge. It was launched in the Netherlands. Do not complain for 30 days.
I love it. Could we let everybody on social media know that as well? People in my family, get the word out. No complaining for 30 days.
Do you think you could? Do you think you could? I wouldn't make 30 minutes. That's my therapy. I just let it out. I don't really complain. I don't really care about anything. But sometimes I just blast it out.
Yeah, you know, I genuinely try not to complain, not to gossip, like as my everyday thing.
You are good like that.
I try, but I want to know why it's Blue Monday, like the third day, because it's, you've been saying it though. You're like in January, it's up until you get to President's Day. You're like, there's nothing really going on. And it's kind of true. It's just cold, nothing really to look forward to.
Yeah, you got
to
make it through February. Well, you got football playoffs. That's great. You got to, you know, you got stuff like that. But it's just, it can be. So they're calling it a campaign. The person who came up with the idea says it's a way to shift your perspective from all the whining and the moaning and the negativity. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. There's a pretty good chance that most of us, even in the 30 seconds since we said it, have already failed.
We already complained about January and Blue Monday.
Oh, we did fail.
Our whole campaign is about complaining about Blue Monday. It's a little, okay.
And weird, oddly enough, it was you.
I know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
I learned a new phrase today, Michaela.
Oh, tell me.
Contagious peeing. We're not contagious peers. We're not. Contagious peeing is when somebody else goes and then you have the urge to go, kind of like when somebody yawns. Yeah, kind of like when somebody yawns, then you yawn.
Uh-huh.
I am not immune to the power of suggestion. But we're not those people. You generally go at 7:30. Every day, like clockwork.
Yeah,
I'm not a set schedule guy. Researchers in Japanese, they think, the Japanese believe that this may be evolutionary. So basically, you and I came from different monkeys. Is the deal? The researchers in Japan noticed the chimpanzees do it too. If one chimp goes, the other chimps nearby are like, yeah, me too, bro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what? I feel like I feel like when someone says, I'm going to go to the bathroom, then it subconsciously makes even me go, oh, well, maybe I should go just in case.
Yeah, or but that's what I'm saying.
Sound.
I'm not immune to it. I'm not immune to it, but it's generally not my thing. They watched 20 chimps for more than 600 hours at a zoo in Japan and tracked how often they peed within 60 seconds of each other. Is that a good job or is that a really sucky job? I can't make up my mind.
I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't be
on
like,
one
hey,
hand,
Chet,
you get to watch.
I gotta go.
Well, yeah, on one hand, you're sitting there and you get to watch the monkeys all day long. That's your job.
Monkeys are my favorite animal.
Right, pretty good. On the other hand, it's like peeing again. I think after a while, you just become numb to it. You just wouldn't care. And you're marking it down. It's not like, I don't know if you have to describe it. You know what I mean?
It's just like hangman. Nope. You just make a little.
Nope. Jojo just went. Okay, now. You know, whatever, Chet just went. Okay, okay, that's good.
Well, thank turns you for out, doing that scientific work.
Turns out it happened a lot, and social rank made a difference. They were even more like, in other words, if the cool monkey went, then everybody else went.
Oh, yeah, that's high school.
They were even more likely to follow suit. Oh, there you go. After a dominant chimp in the group did his business.
Made the call.
Or her business. The two main theories. Are all of the collective yearn may keep predators away? Oh, God. Okay, never mind.
It's disgusting. I'm not coming in.
Or it could just be a bonding thing. They compared it to how people, much to your point, Michaela, they compared it to how people, especially women, will often go to the bathroom together.
always.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And some more you know before we go. For the past 200 years, dating back to 1825, it's not on purpose, but Russia's rulers have alternated between those who are bald or balding.
Oh, my God.
And those who are hairy.
Why? Why?
I don't know. It just
is. Ridiculous.
They're classifying as one would.
Uh-huh.
Putin is balding. The previous president, Dmitry Medvedev, had a full head of hair. So to keep this thing going, Putin needs to find a guy with, you know,
who's got a full head of hair, a weave.
Yeah. Yeah. Does a weave count? Yeah. If you've gone, I think it depends on how noticeable it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What is this based off? Can you do a wig? Can you do a weave?
Yeah. It is. Michaela, how many ships do you believe are sitting at the bottom of our world's oceans?
Oh my God.
And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot. How many ships do you think it is?
Okay, let's think. Titanic, obviously. 2,000.
I was going to say, if we're going to try to name them all, we're going to be here a while.
No, 2,000.
3 million.
Oh, yeah. See? But duh, because ships were like the only way of transportation 1 million years ago.
But still.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's estimated that there are about 3 million ships that are wrecked and sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans. They're worth billions of dollars with all of their artifacts and treasure. But many of them are so deep that we'll never get to them.
Man, you know what? I would actually like, but I think that I'd be a little claustrophobic. I would like to do like a thing where you could take a submarine and see all of the like history down in the ocean. I find it so interesting, but I'd be a little nervous.
Do you fight claustrophobia?
As I'm getting older, yeah, I do.
I didn't used to be. And then I got on, I'll admit it, I got on an airplane hungover one day and almost didn't make it. It was bad. It was bad. And I panicked. And ever since then, I panicked a little bit. I used to panic a little bit. Yeah. I'm pretty cool now. But yeah. North Korean women have 18 hairstyles to choose from that have been approved by the government. They have to get one of them.
Listen, man, we think we got it rough here. At least I can do my hair however I want.
men have to choose one of 10. And I'm surprised there's 10.
I was just going to say, what can you do?
And that was what I was thinking. And in my head, I'm like, you know what? I want to see these 10.
Yeah.
Because I bet I could get rid of 4 of them. Well, I mean, I could get rid of all of them because I shaved my head. So, fine. All right, listen. Let's get out of here. Follow me on social. I was looking over just to make sure that we did everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC.
Yes, sir. You can catch me on TikTok and Instagram with the same name, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out Unlikely on YouTube and on that free Odyssey app alongside the Chet Buchanan Show.
And follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
I don't know why. This is fun. Let's do it again. We should meet back here and do this again tomorrow.
All right.
I think. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.